Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Castro, Willie Rats Tom Out, and Wedding Talk. Coming up right after this.
Welcome to Bob and Tom TV. It's a remake of one of the nation's most beloved sitcoms.
Oh, no.
Lamont, you big dummy. Did you tell the press I was in Argentina with my lover?
Gee, no, Pop. I did just what you told me. I said you were hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, Elizabeth, this is a big one. I'm coming.
Oh, are you having a heart attack, Pop?
No, that was just a flashback to my last night in Buenos Aires.
Don't miss Sanford and Son this week on Bob and Tom TV. This time, it's about more than junk. It's about trashing your career.
Miss something? Here you go. We'll try to catch you up. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh Arnold at the upside sidekick chair.
Chick, how the heck are you?
Hey, buddy. Starting again. Yeah. Moving
on
to
the fighting.
Next
Never.
Hole.
Oh.
Did you hear that?
Yeah. She's trying to stir it up.
She's an agitator.
I am.
Yeah, real troublemaker.
There's Ace Cosby.
Yeah.
There's Willie Griswold.
Good morning.
Our resident expert and dope. I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom.
I want to give your
joke.
We were talking at some length about Draymond Green and
Draymond Green. You know, the word hasn't been invented that you can mispronounce. Draymond.
That's an unusual name. Mr. Green's wedding, of course, he married Hazel Renee.
Yes. Wait, is her name Hazel Green now?
Yeah.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
That's kind of funny, right?
That is kind of funny. Hazel's green.
Oh.
But he didn't know.
Color.
He didn't know what you were going to
say. I'm just going to ask about rules that no one knows for the rest of the day. I'm going to ask about the policy that Russia has.
She may go by Hazel Renee Green.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the point is they were serving the marijuana bar, if you will, the marijuana buffet at the thing.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Her name is Hazel, and I mentioned that the name had kind of gone into disfavor. I like the name. And I think because of the TV show with the maid named Hazel.
First off, when was that?
Long time ago.
I mean, that was like one of the first sitcoms.
Yes, it was. It was in Kinescope.
Yeah.
It was a while back. I'm just saying the name, I think, has fallen into disfavor.
Because of that show.
I think so.
Julia Roberts has a child named Hazel.
See, that's because it's hip again. And then I mentioned, of course, the great song, Hooray for Hazel.
Which came after the show.
I wanted to ask, does anyone remember who that is?
No,
I don't.
Christy, you should know this.
I don't know who it is.
It's your fave, Tommy Rowe.
Really?
Wow. Tommy Rowe was my sister's fave. Dizzy?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a great song. But.
Julia Roberts gave birth out of her mouth. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
It was very large.
Very large.
Hooray for Hazel is Tommy Rowe's song.
Yeah, it's awful. I'm sorry to put that. I just so wanted to.
You know what my problem
you knew
is?
It.
You know my problem is?
What's
I told each and every peep. No, it's you. And I'll tell you what. Yesterday, I had this Draymond Green story.
Yes.
I told you about it, and you couldn't be less interested.
Do you remember what you said?
Poo, 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 poo. And I said, you wait and see tomorrow morning.
This is
fascinating. You said tomorrow morning it'll be all he wants to talk about.
Why wasn't it fascinating when I brought it up?
Yeah.
Because I didn't have the cool details like this.
No,
chick's name is Hazel.
No.
I'm sorry. God, that is such a bad, bad song. God.
Well,
no,
let's
you
keep
just
playing
don't
it.
Listen to what he said. He
no.
did have all the
Oh,
details.
Hang on a second. Do you listen to what he says?
Yes.
What are you, nuts? The guy who advocates flasher parking, dangerously blocking the entrance to stores, so for his convenience.
And you're going to be flasher parking before you know it. You wait and see.
I'm the one that I park super far away all the time and get a little.
Not extra. All the. You flasher park constantly.
When?
Uh-oh.
You flasher park a lot. And I will say, sometimes when you pick a kid, get up. You can do the flasher and hang out by like the corner where the store is or whatever.
Right.
He'll do it. He'll be there for hours just waiting, staring at his phone. You go to the parking lot. You sit in front of fire hydrants, Dad.
Oh boy.
Well, if I'm in the car, I can always move it. Hey, look, this is we're supposed to be mocking him. you're apparently going off script. I think it's really interesting that they're openly doing things with NBA
Not only
players.
Is it interesting, it's a pivot point in society.
I think it's a very big deal that NBA players are openly using marijuana.
Yesterday, I didn't think much of it.
Nope.
Fair enough.
Okay. I think you got guys like Matt Barnes that used to play, that he's sort of an advocate now. He talks about it on a podcast a lot. I think things are just changing a little bit. You're right.
Who is the guy in the NFL that kept getting, is it
Josh Gordon?
Josh Gordon, yeah, that kept getting nailed for marijuana. He's got to be pissed.
Yeah, sure. Same with like Ricky Williams.
Yeah, there are some guys going, hey, what the hell?
Hey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's like the guys that were playing baseball and making $25,000 in 1968 now. There's guys that make that every time they go up to bat.
Well, sure. You know, nothing's consistent but change.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
In other sports, Castro is
Fidel?
a former leader of Cuba.
That's right.
You mean the guy that famously slid?
Did you know?
Wait a second.
Come on.
What's that? What do you have to say, Tom?
I love this story. I bet Chick doesn't know this. The guy that famously slid into third and his cell phone fell out of his pocket.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Am I correct in saying that was his first game in the bigs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He had just been called up.
I finally saw the video of it. I'm sorry, Chick. Go ahead.
He plays for the Pirates, doesn't he?
I feel your pain, my friend.
Pirates infielder Rodolfo Castro has been suspended for one game. And fined an undisclosed amount for violating Major League Baseball's electronic device policy.
Well, he probably had it in his pocket so he could call his mom and say, hey, I'm in the bigs.
The suspension is the result of Castro having a cell phone in his back pocket while running the bases.
Tom, I think he didn't know.
I think you're partially right here. I think he did have his phone on him because he knew.
He'd just been called up.
Right.
I mean, for these guys, that is like the greatest day of
their
life.
It's in his back pocket and it slides out and, yeah.
Did you see the story over the weekend about the guy that had been in the minor leagues for 10 years and got called up and he called his mom? God, it was
that's cool.
So touching. So great. Working that hard. I'm sorry.
One game is fair.
Would you like the story better if a blunt had fallen out of his pocket? Would that make you happy?
That would have been fun.
One game is fair.
Are you yelling at yourself?
Yes,
right?
I just switched sides.
Castro denied it, saying denied there was any intent. Quote, I don't think there's any professional ball player that would ever go out there with any intentions of taking a cell phone. It's horrible. It happened to me. Obviously, it was unintentional.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't blame the guy.
Maybe it's okay in the minors, and he's just used to having it.
I don't care what age he is.
Yeah, Christy, I've got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
A question for Christy Lee.
That was very funny.
Do you think if Castro had been a better-looking man, he'd have as many T-shirts out there as Che Guevara?
Oh, probably.
I think so.
Yeah.
Do you think Che's a good looking guy?
He's better looking than Fidel.
You see Che T-shirts on.
Yeah.
You've got the hots for Che Guevara, don't you?
No. You see them on Misinformed Youth running around. Thinking, yeah, right on. I'm with Che.
You want his beard on your thighs. I can see it.
No, I just think. Are you with me on this, Ace? You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I'm sorry, this doesn't involve the Raiders. You don't care. Okay. Back to you, Chase.
What do you do? Somebody in the world out there pissed you off yesterday. You're taking it out on us now. Sorry. I got no idea what happened.
You're this correct.
Is from, I can tell you what it was. They were paving in front of his school.
Yeah, this is from Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Play Smack Tom after all that marijuana nonsense. My dear Lord, it's time to bring in the white coats for Tom.
White coats.
My dear Lord.
Sorry. Let's just move forward here. Coming up in the news, reusable toilet paper.
That'll make you
happy. You think I'm angry now?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Dear Bob and Tom, Willie dropping a dime on his dad live on the radio. Is the Griswold tapes coming to reality?
The Griswold tapes.
Give me more, give me more, give me more. Yours truly, Josh.
What did I do? I've been nice all morning. I
didn't know. No, you ratted him out on the Flasher Park.
Not Flasher Park. It's a lie. Mm.
That is a little different. You stayed in your car.
You'll just stay slightly in your car, yeah. Not in a parking spot, still on what's essentially an active street for hours at a time.
I got a question.
Yes, we know you do.
That guy Lamar Odom. Yeah. His wedding, did they have a crack bar?
Okay, I don't think that's...
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's my fault.
I never said it's your fault. I was laughing.
Okay.
Have you given up, Chick?
That's sports.
Christy, are you a marijuana user in legal states or anything?
No, I've never been a big marijuana girl.
Yeah, Josh, you're not a...
Boy, partaken.
What is, I know, because we know what, you have your beer character.
Oh, yeah, Sir Dude the Party Night.
Sir Dude the Party Night. What is the marijuana Josh like?
I think he'd be Sir Josh the Anxiety Weirdo. I think that's why, right?
Oh, yeah. It doesn't do...
Paranoia?
Yeah, it's not really good for me.
Yeah.
But I've had fun on it before and giggly.
Really?
Yeah, I'd probably giggles the, yeah.
If I could make a point, if marijuana edibles specifically were more reliable in how they would respond to them, I would be an avid user. But you never know what you're going to get. And then the next thing you know, you're laying in your bed staring at your hand for 6 hours.
There's a product called, is it Delta 8?
Yeah, Delta 8.
And it's legal in most states. And I will admit that that's really helpful for me to sleep at night. Mm-hmm. So I have done that. That's edible.
Delta 8 sounds like a bad 70s TV show.
It does.
Yeah.
Martin Balsam in
Delta 8.
What is in Delta 8?
It's a THC derivative, but it's not as powerful as...
Okay, well, Mr. God, I think it's time for a musical interlude. Anything in particular you'd like to do? I know you've been working on some new stuff.
Well, you were talking about wedding songs before. Did you want to do that?
Your real wedding song.
Oh, my real wedding song's a tough one.
Now, you famously have a serious song that you wrote. And every
for a wedding.
I sang a song called Lighthouse that I wrote, my second song, at a lot of weddings. And every one of those weddings, the people got divorced. So I am no longer allowed to sing it at all or sing with the band at the reception.
Okay.
It's the curse of...
Now, we do have a wedding, a very short wedding story involving a boat. Mm-hmm. I love this story.
Officers with the Boston Police Department's Harbor Patrol Unit came to the rescue of a groom in danger of missing his own wedding. Patrick Mahoney was supposed to get married on Thompson Island in the middle of Boston Harbor, but the boat that was meant to ferry him to the island broke down. Not only was Mahoney stranded, but the groomsman, photographer, DJ, and all the floral arrangements stuck on the mainland. Officer Joe Matthews stepped in to save the day, transporting more than a dozen people to the island on his police boat.
That's cool.
So that Mahoney's marriage to Hannah Crawford could go on schedule.
All right.
What a fun story. Yes. See, that's a happy story.
Here comes the tide.
Already good. So silly.
Yeah, this is your second one-line song of the day.
My actual wedding song that my ex-wife, we'll call her Kimberly because that's her name,
yeah.
she picked out is the Eric Clapton song that you probably love, Wonderful Tonight.
I hate that song.
Beautiful, melodic love song. But
Eric's the worst song.
Starts off fine, should have been changed. She's waiting for his wife, Patty Boyd, to get ready for a party, and she takes forever. He wrote the song.
Well, she's talking to George Harrison.
Here's how it should have gone.
Oh.
It's late in the evening. She's wandering with clothes to wear. She puts on her makeup, brushes her long blonde hair. And then she asks me, do I look all right? And I said, hurry up! You look fine. You were supposed to be there at 9. That's how it should have gone.
You look fine.
I hate that song.
Do you?
It's ain't nice. Wonderful Dan. Tonight.
Oh, I hate that.
That was the wedding song of that particular era. That year. Oh,
the number
my God.
One. Yeah.
What is it now?
The song by Train.
What's his face? Edwin McCain's song, I think.
Oh, I love that.
Ed Sheeran has
I'll be.
One.
I love I'll Be. That's a great song.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran has
no
one.
Way
and there's
I'll
a...
Be is that popular of
not anymore. Country song.
I'll have you know. Do you remember when we had Edwin in here? He gets paid serious dollars to show up.
I love that song. I'm just saying. It's not.
Yeah, it's like a lovely song, but it's like 20 years old. It's probably not the most popular song of today.
Right,
I think is all I say.
So
the last couple weddings I went to was
one?
A country song, and I can't remember the name of it.
I Swear?
Is it? I Swear?
Yeah, maybe that's.
That doesn't sound like a very good wedding song.
Well, I Swear.
If you talk back
to me, I'll swear.
I'll smack you in the face.
I'll curse.
Christy, have you thought about this? I'm not trying to press you in anything, but in the event that you get married again, maybe something from the Classics 4. Thank you, Ace.
Train,
right? Marry Me?
See,
the top...
Christy's fourth wedding is
the top nine songs. Marry Me by Train, Speechless, Dan and Shay.
That's it.
What's that? What's the Bruno Mars one?
Safety Suit by Never Stop by Safety Suit. Marry You by Bruno Mars.
Okay, this says August 2022. The most popular song at weddings is.
Oh,
look at him!
I'm levitating. Me and Chick, we dig this.
Boy, baby, do a leap and make them dance.
That's funny.
Come
damn.
Everybody looking for
it's
a dance.
DaBaby.
That's why they're getting married, DaBaby.
DaBaby performs at Jerry Bond's wedding.
There you go. Ties it all together, Ace.
I had that story yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
No one paid attention.
That's how this whole started.
That's how it all started. Yesterday.
Shut up. Here's the hook. Sugar Boo, come on. I'm levitating. Okay, good.
Can we hear Josh's version? You have that there, don't you?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Oh.
I didn't mean to throw you off. No, I love that.
Yeah, do you mean this one?
Yeah.
How about this for a parody song? I'm watching Dua Lipa. She's pretty.
I'm masturbating. Josh and I wrote that simultaneously. Didn't even know it.
What if we had masturbating monkeys coming up?
Masturbating monkeys. Dad, what if we had one about you, people watching the show? I'm watching Bob and Tom show. Tom's talking. You're aggravating.
Yeah. I would go with pontificating. wait a minute. I don't know. So,
pontificating.
So what is the most popular wedding song now?
He just
Train, marry me. Train, marry me.
Marry me. You've never heard it, have you?
It's a little on the nose, isn't it? Impersonal to the couple.
Well, it's not your opinion, dickless. It's
no.
If you were to get married, what's
in
wrong
in Chick's
with you
defense, my penis fell off.
You didn't know about that, did you?
I told you in confidence.
Yeah, I reached for it.
You're
actually
running out of witty asides. Now it's just name calling.
Do you and your boo have a song?
No.
He wouldn't know if they did.
If you were to get married.
We have, what's the word I'm looking for? Divergent taste in everything?
Ah. Well, what about that song that plays when on your ringtone when she calls?
Oh, that's the Wicked Witch.
Hey, excuse me, Chick.
Hey.
Could you get Dickless out of here?
Hey, Dickless, you know what I mean?
It's your ringtone. I'm not
Well, that went well.
We have kind of divergent taste in many things.
Well, that's fine.
Do you and your boyfriend like all the same stuff?
Hey, you're getting a call.
Dad, yeah, pick your phone up.
Yeah, go ahead.
You call you.
Oh, okay, this is all for Tony. When we come back, we're going to find out what Christie's boo. Is it boo or bo? Boo?
It's boo.
You can be a boo. I can have a boo. You can have a boo.
And you guys do have different tastes.
Does your bo have a boo?
I hope he has a boo. I hope I'm hoping.
Like, for instance, Tom, you like shredded wheat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she likes young black guys. It's all different.
It's so different.
I got to go change my underwear.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.